With the Prime Minister overseas, it's fallen to the Treasurer to lay the groundwork for a shift on climate policy. Josh Frydenberg's the latest to signal the government is creeping toward adopting a carbon emissions reduction target of net zero by 2050. But the federal opposition says he's all talk and no action, accusing the Liberals of continuing to be shackled to the conservative views of their coalition partners, the Nationals. From Canberra, here's political reporter Matthew Doran.
There are a few things as effective at sharpening political focus than a looming deadline.
Climate change and its impacts are not going away.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg spent the morning warning Australia faced a massive cost financially if it wasn't seen to be cutting carbon emissions more dramatically. The timing of his speech to the Australian Industry Group telling, just over a month out from the next round of global talks in Glasgow, where Australia will face pressure to come to the table with far more ambitious climate targets.
We cannot run the risks that markets falsely assume that we are not transitioning in line with the rest of the world.
Josh Frydenberg's comments, while focusing on issues of foreign investment, had a message that could be and probably was directed to those within his own party room too.
It is wrong to assume that traditional sectors like resources or agriculture will face decline over the course of this transition. To the contrary.
But on whether he'd managed to win over some of his colleagues, particularly among the Nationals.
There has not been a formal decision taken within government about that goal, that target of net zero by 2050, although there are extensive discussions that are taking place within government.
We want to make sure, and the coalition is a prudent organisation.
Acting Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce is one who still needs convincing.
And we want to make sure that any process forward doesn't just follow a rhetorical flourish, One line headlines.
The Nationals leader wants a guarantee that regional workers won't have to bear the burden in achieving net zero carbon emissions. He says signing up too quickly would risk jobs in crucial areas such as mining.
It's very important to those in the blue collar jobs in central Queensland that they're able to pay for their house, pay for their car, keep themselves in the life that they've worked very hard for.
So he's not opposed to it per se, but he's not sold on it either.
They haven't actually showed us in their plan of exactly how they're going to do it. When you don't plan, crisis is what you get.
Barnaby, I have every confidence, he's not seeking handouts in other ways.
Finance Minister Simon Birmingham denied the Nationals leader was just playing hardball to get extra money for Nationals electorates when asked on Sky News.
He's seeking us to do this in ways that protect jobs across Australia, especially in regional areas.
We are the only developed country in the world not committed to net zero by 2050.
Chris Bowen is the Shadow Energy Minister and argues Australia will be a laughingstock at the Glasgow summit unless something gives in this internal battle within the coalition.
If Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg really think that net zero is such a good idea, why don't they get on and do it?
And on the Treasurer's intervention today?
Well, I thought it was pathetic. I thought it was just a last-minute attempt to try and position himself in internal Liberal Party politics as being some sort of modern, forward-looking Liberal.
The issue of climate action has followed world leaders to Washington, D.C.
They were so exuberant about the urgency of addressing the climate issues.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi praising British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Australia's Scott Morrison after meeting the pair separately on Capitol Hill. She seemed particularly impressed by Mr. Morrison.
He was saying, we're not only addressing the Paris Accords, we are, our slogan is, we meet it and we beat it. And so they're leading the way.
Chris Bowen believes the Speaker's opinion of Mr. Morrison might change if she knew exactly what his policies were.
I think Nancy Pelosi's engaging in diplomatic niceties.
The government is promising to put more meat on the bone when it comes to what targets it will take to the COP26 summit in November. But it's continuing to push the argument that greater Australian commitments will amount to very little if other significant polluting countries don't lift their game too. Climate politics in Australia has been a fraught issue on both sides of the aisle for more than a decade, although it'll be up to the coalition to convince the world at Glasgow Australia's taking it seriously.
Political reporter Matthew Doran.